I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with your worldwide news update. Israeli forces carried out extensive airstrikes Monday in southern Lebanon, which Lebanon reports killed at least 182 people and injured 727 others. Meanwhile, the Israeli military Monday called on residents of southern Lebanon to immediately evacuate their homes and other buildings where it claimed Hezbollah stored weapons. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas has this report.
The warning was the first of its kind in nearly a year of steadily escalating conflict and came after a particularly heavy exchange of fire between Israel's military and Lebanese militant group Hezbollah the day before. When asked about a possible ground operation in southern Lebanon, Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari said,
"We have organized plans, we presented them to the political level, and I say it again, we will do whatever it takes to return the residents of the north safely back to their homes.
Communities on both sides of the border have largely emptied out because of the near daily exchanges of fire. I'm Karen Chamas."
U.S. President Joe Biden makes his final presidential address before the U.N. General Assembly this week, but hanging over that final speech to a major international forum are world conflicts and how his actions have shaped them. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from New York.
Analysts expect Biden to discuss his support of Israel and his support of Ukraine in this year's address. They spotlight those two conflicts as major challenges as he ends his presidency. Jim Kessler is Executive Vice President for Policy at Third Way.
With the Middle East, this looks like, you know, how do you keep the lid on this and hope the conflict doesn't spiral out of control into a regional war?
Kessler said many leaders will give Biden a warm welcome during his valedictory speech, as he has used his term to rebuild alliances and reestablish global norms. Biden speaks in New York Tuesday. Anita Powell, VOA News, New York.
This is VOA News. Under tight security, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Sunday visited a Scranton, Pennsylvania ammunition factory to thank the workers who are producing one of the most critically needed munitions for his country's fight to fend off Russian ground forces. Zelensky was greeted by Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Democratic Congressman Matt Cartwright. Zelensky expressed his gratitude to the employees at the plant and the U.S. as a whole.
The United States helped us from the very beginning of full-scale war, but we still count on continuing support. We are thankful to President Biden, bipartisan support, and thanks to such plants and such workers.
The Scranton plant is one of the few facilities in the country to manufacture the 155-millimeter artillery shells and has increased production over the past year. Ukraine has already received more than 3 million of the shells from the U.S. Zelensky will speak at the U.N. General Assembly in New York Tuesday, and Thursday will travel to Washington for talks with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Pope Francis canceled his audiences Monday because of a slight flu-like state, just days before he's to embark on a trip to Belgium and Luxembourg. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The move was described by the Vatican as a precaution. Francis is due to visit Luxembourg on Thursday, then spend the rest of the week in Belgium, ending with a mass in Brussels on Sunday. The 87-year-old Francis, who has battled a series of health problems in recent years, has had a packed schedule of audiences since returning from a four-nation 11-day journey through Asia on September 13th. That was the longest and farthest trip of his pontificate. The statement from the Holy See Press Office described Francis as having a flu-like state. Through much of last winter, Francis battled acute bronchitis and recurring bouts of influenza, which forced him to cancel a quick trip to Dubai to participate in the UN Climate Conference. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Democratic candidate U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and Republican candidate former President Donald Trump seek to expand their appeal in the final weeks of a fiercely competitive U.S. presidential election campaign. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
As voting for the general election begins in some states, former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are looking to blur the lines to woo independent and undecided voters. Trump says abortion laws should be left to the states, but says he supports a federal law to force insurance companies to pay for IVF. He also irked fiscal conservatives by suggesting the government cap credit card interest at 10%. Meanwhile, the Harris campaign has been trying to connect with moderate and disaffected Republican voters. With events on abortion rights, small business creation, and border security, will feature Republican officials. Jennifer King, Washington.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.